Well, it's August the 4th,
2019, the year of our Lord. I don't know if we ever sang 254 or not. We may. Been a while. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have a blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. A beautiful old hymn, beautiful poem. Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. Judges, chapter 6. We'll read verse 13 to begin with. Judges chapter 6 and verse 13. And Gideon said unto him, meaning the angel of the Lord that appeared to him, and Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. O our God, how we thank thee for the glorious word that we have before us. To be able to read of all the wonderful things that the Lord has provided for us. And here, Gideon questions our Lord concerning what has befallen us. And today, Lord, what has befallen us by the hands of sinners to have slain so many down in El Paso and up in Ohio? What has befallen us? And what of all the miracles that we've been told about in thy holy word? And now it seems that you have given us into the hands of sinners. Help us now, Lord, to understand the reading of thy word, these wonderful things that we read about. Bless the reading of thy word today. Bless thy people that it might be beneficial to us as we read and partake of thy holy word. We ask it in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, Gideon was just a poor old boy, the least of his father's sons. But the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a time when the Midianites were taking advantage of the poor Israelites And Gideon asked the angel, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said to him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." And Gideon did not think of himself of being such. And Gideon said unto him, "O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? The Midianites would come in and take all that they had grown, grazed, all their crops, their sheep, and haul it away for their own use and leave the Israelites with nothing. And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." And so it seems our fate these days in these United States. And the Lord looked upon him and said, "Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee?" Where is Gideon today? Where is the Gideon amongst us? And the reason that the Lord had delivered them into the hand of the Midianites is because the Israelites had forsaken the Lord. They had turned to idol worship. They had forsaken the Word of God. They had forsaken the Lord. And they had left Him. Therefore, the Lord had turned them over to the hands of the Midianites. Well, so has it been in these United States. We have forsaken the Lord. Amen. We have forsaken the Lord's Word. We have forsaken all the commandments of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us how to live according to the law of God. We have forsaken those things. And therefore it appears that the Lord hath forsaken us and turned us over to the hands of the Midianites. Now this thing that has taken place down in El Paso, where a man walks into a Walmart store and kills 20 people and injures many, many more. And the same up in Ohio. Of course, that was at a honky-tonk or some kind of nightclub or something up there in Ohio, the best that I could understand it, and kills 9 people or 10 people and then injures many more. Is the consequences of what this nation has turned into? We have turned into a God-forsaken, we have turned into a God-hating, baby-killing, sodomite-loving, adulterating, fornicating bunch of heathen people. And it appears God's judgment has begun to have its awakening on this nation. We can ask for no better. We pray for peace, that we might live in a peaceable land. But I have to bring a .45 to church just in case some heathen comes in and decides to wipe what few of us are here away. And so it is in most churches these days, that they have to have people inside the building that tote weapons just in case some heathen decides to come in and try to wipe them out. It is a shame and a disgrace. When I was a boy, we not only did not lock our doors, we did not even shut our doors. There was a screen door that stayed shut to keep the bugs out mostly. But we did not worry about somebody coming through the door to do harm to the family. And now we lock our doors and keep guns close at hand to keep people that would destroy us out. And we have brought this judgment of God upon ourselves like Israel did here in Judges. And it's been so throughout the ages when God's people turn from obeying the scriptures, that turn from keeping the commandments of God, God's judgment comes upon them. And so it seems it has come upon us here in these United States because of the way we live and because of the way we have turned from God's holy word. May the Lord have mercy upon us. And over there in Matthew chapter 10, the Lord sent out His apostles, the 12. And when He had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And then He lists these 12 apostles, the names of them: Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, the one that the Bible says, the one the Lord loved. He loved them all. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican; James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebus, the surname was Thaddeus; and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed Him. And these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not in the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey." Scrip was not a piece of paper that they wrote on. That was what they toted their goods in. It was like a purse or a satchel that they toted their stuff in. That was what they called the scrip. "For your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves." That was their staff. "For the workman is worthy of his meat." In other words, as you go along preaching the gospel, it will be provided for you from the places that you go and the people that you go into. Now, if you look up the meaning of these words, you kind of get an understanding of what the Lord was doing when He sent out His apostles to preach the gospel. "And in whatsoever city or town that you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence." In other words, when the word "worthy" there, when you look up the meaning of these words, those who will receive you and hear what you have to say and be peaceable unto you and be abiding or and be will take you in, and into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and thereby till you go on from that city. And when you come into a house, salute it. In other words, your blessings be upon it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Now this tells you something about the power that these disciples, these 12, had as they went forth to preach the gospel. In other words, their peace could land upon a house. They would give their peace to that household, that the Lord would bless it and keep it, cause His light to shine upon it, that they would give their peace upon that household for them being abiding toward them and peaceable toward them and helping them. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words when you depart out of the house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Well, that tells us something, doesn't it? There's going to be degrees of punishment in hell.
That's what it says.
For the people who would not receive the grace of God from these disciples coming to preach the gospel to them. It'd be better for Sodom and Gomorrah, for them Sodomites that God hated and sent His angel to destroy it. It'd be more tolerable for them in the day of judgment than it would be for the people that would not receive the grace of God that was coming and preaching the gospel when they would not receive it. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves, or as simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Now, you say, well, them was hard times. Beware. It's about to be hard times again upon us. For we live in a wicked nation. Don't think that these people that go down to El Paso and different places and shoot and kill, that call themselves white supremacists because they are fed up with the government allowing illegals to come into this nation in such mass quantities that we are being overrun. That is only God's judgment upon a wicked and an evil nation. We're about to go and vote next Tuesday in this county and in this state for people that will represent us in the state. And next year we'll be voting on a national basis. And my question to you today is, have you found out who it is that you're supposed to vote for? Have you spent any time checking out the people who are running in our next election to see who would best represent us? Because that takes some effort. that takes some time off of your hands of doing whatever it is to see who it is you ought to be voting for come election time. Because evidently we have not been voting for the people that we ought to, because they're definitely not representing us in the city of Jackson for this state or in this nation. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought of how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what you shall speak. These were the apostles of Christ. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up brother to death. And the father, the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. You may think that this has happened in one time in our history of our forefathers, but believe you me, it is coming again. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Now, this is not talking about the second coming of Christ, and he's not telling them to flee out of one city to go to another for their safety's sake, but so they continue to preach the gospel. When they're run out of one, or they're being persecuted in one such that they can't preach the gospel anymore, go to the next one. So you can continue to preach the gospel. Yeah, they're going to lock you up, they're going to put you in prison, they're going to beat you unmerciful. But don't you stop. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciples that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub or the devil, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not therefore. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. What you hear in the ear, that preach upon the housetops. I knew a preacher that did that one time. He got up on top of the church and preached to them. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, my time draws nigh here. And if you think things are going to get better in these United States, you might want to think again. This is a God-hating, sodomite-loving, baby-killing nation that we live in. Let's skip down to verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's foe shall be they of his own household. Not that we're trying to do that. We're not trying to make enemies. But if you stand for the Word of God, your own household is going to hate you. Just look how it is in your own family and tell me that this is wrong. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth him that sent me. Or he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Now, chapter 11 down through verse 19 concerning John the Baptist, and I'm not trying to skip over that, but for time's sake and to stay within my bounds here, I'm skipping down to verse 20 of chapter 11. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Now, this is after his disciples had come back. They had came back and give him a report about the things that had happened. And you see, he began to upbraid these cities where he had done many mighty works and many miracles, because they repented. Because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you and thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. And at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. You see, the success of the disciples while they were gone preaching was very little. And it was very small. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal to him, or will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Don't worry your souls and your minds and your hearts about what's going on in this nation. You keep preaching the gospel. You keep being a good witness of the Lord Jesus, and he will reveal unto whom he will the Father, and the Father will reveal to whom he will, as he says here, the Lord Jesus. You just keep preaching the gospel. For it's not going to get better. This is a wicked nation, and God's judgment is going to come upon it like it has every other nation that has forsaken Him and forsaken His commandments. You can count on it. Come, brethren. Let's come before the Lord's table now and thank Him for what He's doing.